I'm talking with Peggy Ford Waldo, the development curator with the Greeley History Museum. One of the colonists accepted by Nathan Meeker to join the Union colony was a man named Evan Ray, and he has a pretty interesting story. What do we know about Evan Ray?
Mr. Ray was born in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania in 1822. He was raised on a farm, but later became an iron worker and then transferred those skills into becoming a blacksmith. Lo and behold, in 1849, of course, the California Gold Rush happens, and he decides with a group of neighbors to assemble their ox trains and carts and go to California. And he's quite successful. So he buys a farm then with his money from the gold fields, and he farms for the next 7 or 8 years in Mount Carroll, Illinois. Then in 1859, what happens? The Colorado Gold Rush. It's Pike's Peak or bust. And Mr. Ray again decides to, seek his fortune in the gold fields in the Pike's Peak area in Colorado Springs. But he is not successful. He returns home empty-handed and then opens a blacksmith shop in Mount Carroll. He is one of those individuals who reads Nathan Meeker's article, A Western Colony, in December of 1869 in the New York Tribune. And so he just writes the letter. And again, as we know, he does become a member. He establishes here in Greeley in 1870 a blacksmith shop at 802 9th Street. That would be the approximate location of the Mad Cow restaurant today.
Oh, wow.
For those Greeley listeners who know the place. Then in 1871, he opens up the city's first brickyard. And another thing he did that was quite interesting, he would go up in the mountains in the winter and cut down trees and participate in the log drives that happened in the spring when the Cashlaputa River was running high. All the logs would come down the river. They would collect them at Island Grove Park, where Mr. Thompson had quite a large steam-powered sawmill. Again, the scarcity of lumber and building materials were big problems here in early Greeley.
I know you said he wrote several letters back home that you already have.
Yes.
Was it kind of a just, hey, things are great here, I can't wait for you guys to join me? Or what was it like?
Oh my goodness, that first letter of May 9th, he said, I've arrived in Greeley, in the afternoon by train. That would have been an excursion from Cheyenne, Wyoming, via the Denver Pacific Railroad mm-hmm. into Greeley. He was just let off at a boardwalk platform. There was no depot here yet at all. And he said, I have found everything here to be a great mess. There are no houses to speak of. There are only three shanties.
Oh,
there
no.
are 150 people milling about. And he said, the wind is blowing terribly. He said, I have been able to find some lodging, boarding with Mr. Ecker and Mr. Bowles. He said, I went on Sunday and heard a good sermon, although the singing was quite poor. He said, unfortunately, my trunk, which arrived in Greeley with me, had gotten upset and the lock broken on it along the way. And he said, everything in it, all my provisions, my stockings, my jars of apple butter, my coffee, my bottles of castor oil, are all tumbled together, everything ruined. He also commented on making bricks, of course. Greeley had devoted on securing bonds to build what became the best school in all of northern Colorado, known as the Meeker School, which had all 12 grades. And so he said in October of 1872, he said, I have burned my best bricks ever, 115,000 bricks were burned using 51 cords of wood. Interesting story about that as I look out at the snow here today is that the bricks for building the schoolhouse on 10th Avenue near 7th Street, unfortunately, it was a really hard winter, the winter of 1872. Bricks were disappearing that had been stored at the, to build the school on that property. But a lot of new red brick chimneys were going up in houses about town. So, at any rate.
Isn't that amazing?
I wonder amazing. Where they went. I wonder where they went. Yes.
So, if you have a chimney on an older home, you can probably say it's courtesy of Evan Ray.
It may actually have been courtesy of Evan Ray and his brickyard at 14th Avenue and 8th Street.